Hi, Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason it wasn't letting me merge the call. I'm going to try again.
Okay.
Now I know how to do it, so it should just totally be working.
It's,
right?
Man, these electronics are a pain in the neck sometimes.
Yeah, I tell
They're
you. So this
meant
audio,
to make our
so,
life easier, but.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm just pressing add, and then I'm calling Dawn, and then there's a button that says merge call, and I was hitting the button, and it won't let me merge the call.
Mm.
So let me try it again here. So press add, and here we go. Hello, Amy.
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Dawn, are you there?
Yep. I'm
okay. There we
really
go.
Really quickly, do you want me to enable the text messages for your account again so you can receive text messages from us?
I really don't want to. I mean, usually when you guys call, it's important. And I you know, when we're calling you, it's important. I really don't. I don't recall disabling the text messages. Did Dawn,
mm-hmm.
did you disable the text messages for Local Swatch?
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, just leave it that way because we're not going to ever accomplish anything by text message. So.
Okay.
Enabling the text messages allow us to receive text messages from potential customers?
No, from Local Swatch directly.
To receive them from Local Swatch directly, but also as soon as you guys have a lead coming in, like if maybe your internet connection isn't great, you're not getting the notification from the app or the dashboard, but you would get a text saying, "Hey, you have a new lead." There is some pluses to it, but there also, you know, I understand if it's not something that you want, it's completely fine.
Yeah, if it's text messages from Local Swatch, then yes. But if it has to do with text messages from customers, I have a zero success rate for year and a half.
Well, it sounds like this is just from Local Swatch.
It's from Local Swatch saying, hey, Whitaker Electrical Repair Installation, you have a new lead. Please check dashboard.
No.
Things like that.
I think it's just called. I don't
think that's bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's never 100% of the time they don't call back on Home
That's
Advisor.
That's because they've clicked on your. This is the thing, Thomas. It's because they've clicked on your website or they've gone in and filled out the lead capture form. So we're just notifying you of that. That's all. There's. That's
okay.
A lot
this
of advantage.
Is not to communicate.
So
with them.
It's not. It's not communication from the client via text. No.
Okay, yeah, no, go ahead and enable it. Then it won't matter because they don't return calls ever. So it won't, even if I waste all my time and type in a new message and introduce myself
don't have,
and all that.
We don't have it set to, to give us email, to do online texting with the client, right? Or potential client.
You're correct.
Yeah, so we're not going to be getting that. We don't have that setting enabled.
Correct.
Okay.
You don't have Google Mobile Click to Text enabled, so you're not going to get client text messages from the client. You're getting notifications from Local Swatch when we need to contact you right away, or there's a change that needs to happen, or, hey,
okay.
You have these leads coming
we
in or something like that, along those
lines.
Yeah,
no. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm just saying that, like, just for the record, nobody ever calls back, ever, not even one time. So on any platform,
that feature.
None, zero. Man, I've had my company for almost 2 years, and I literally have never had a single person return a message ever. When they're the ones that initiate contact, never, not even one time. So
okay, perfect.
And then the bad part about that was a lot of the examples I'm using was I was being charged for them. That's what got fired. That got fired.
Yeah. That's not how this works at all. We don't charge by text message at all. That's not considered a lead where you're going to be charged for something or anything along those lines. It's only through the recorded call tracking number. So. I understand. Yeah. So
okay.
Tell me,
yeah,
tell me how I can help you, because I was out after you guys and I got off the phone on Thursday. As you know, I was super sick. I went straight to bed and I didn't get up until Sunday morning. So other than to go to the doctor. So I was not here for your onboarding call or any of the things. So tell me what further explanation you guys need and how I can help.
So it's really just first of all, she called me yesterday. She was wanting a $500 payment. We asked
your phone's breaking up a lot, Thomas. I'm sorry. I'm only catching every other word.
I said one of your representatives called yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to initiate the $500 payment. And so when we asked her what that's for, and she said, well, that's for the management fee for the new Google account. I said, well, how can that be?
Mm-hmm.
How can that be? Because the Google budget is only $1,600. 25% of $1,600 is $400. And
okay.
So there seems to be a little confusion on what we want for the budget. And then also we're looking for, and Dawn specifically is looking for something in writing. We've never had a contract with Global Splash. We still don't. And when Dawn took over for my previous office manager, we have nothing. I had nothing to give her as far as what our total packages, you know, what the $499 is for, you know, the, something with the contract start date on it, and nothing. We have nothing.
There is no contract.
It's almost as if we hired you guys off Facebook or something.
Okay.
So there
is no contract here at Local Splash. As far as your terms and conditions, I can absolutely have the tech team send that over for the package that you've set up for the $499, absolutely not a problem. You do have access to all of your invoices through the Local Splash dashboard as well, with a complete breakdown on everything. But there are no contracts unless you choose to sign up for a specific contract. That's one of the things that we pride ourselves on. But as far as the terms and conditions go and exactly what you're getting and what you're not getting and the breakdown on everything, you guys have access to all of that, absolutely. But I can definitely have them send a copy of that over for the $499 package. Now, as far as this goes with the Google guarantee, I thought that I was really clear, so I will explain it again. The $250 upfront cost was a transfer fee. So we could transfer it over and begin the optimization. That $250 is an upfront cost that is absolutely non-refundable.
Okay.
It is the cost of doing business.
Okay, pause, time out. So I'm okay with that. In fact, that's what I thought it was for, too. The invoice they sent for it specifically calls it an application fee.
Right. That's just what they have it classified under for the LSA, Local Service Ad Google Guarantee. That's just what they have it classified under. So I'm sorry if that threw you off. I apologize.
Nope. And we're okay. They've already hit the account for the $250. It's already been paid.
Right.
Go ahead.
Now, cost per lead for your leads is the $30.67, unless you choose to activate max lead budget and all of the things that we had discussed outside of that. $400 is the minimum to start the Google Guarantee leads coming into you for 13 leads for the month. Okay, now we know that that's not the number you want. You want quite a bit more. We have the ability to increase your lead budget as you see fit. Now, there's two ways that you can go about this. You can pay a flat rate of $1,600 if that's what you want to pay, and the management fee out of that is going to be $400. Or you can pay $1,600 for $1,600 worth of leads, and then your management fee is going to be on top of that. So the numbers I had discussed was $1,500, and the management cost on top of that was going to be the $500, which was putting the leads alone right at $2,000. And then the $499 package on top of that was putting you right about where you wanted to be, I believe, $2,500 or so. Now, it's completely up to you, Thomas, whichever way you want to do it. If you want $1,500 in leads, then your management fee is going to be on top of that. Or we work it in. It's really up to you.
I just thought that it was $1,600 in for Google, $1,600 for Google, and $400 to manage that $1,600.
Okay. If you want $1,600 in leads, just straight $1,600 in leads, the management fee on that's going to be $533 on top of the $16.
And how does that come out on a calculator at 25%?
I'm looking at it right here on the calculator. So we have a calculator that does it for us, and it says here if the actual ad spend is $1,600 with the 25% management fee on top of that, it's $533. So you're looking at $2,133. If you want to spend a total of $1,600, then $1,200 of that is going towards the Google Guarantee lead, and it's a $400 management fee. It's already included with that. So it's up to you, whichever way you want to do it. You get to pick the number. The minimum is the $400 that you need to invest in order to activate the lead. Beyond that, you choose the number. There's no set number on our end other than the $400.
Well, that's what this call was partially about, was we thought we already did. Mm-hmm. I could use a little help with this, ladies. But, Amy, first of all, which way do you think is best? 13 calls a month will result in a bankruptcy by the end of February.
Right, right. You've been clear
so
about
just,
that.
I'm not even joking. Right?
I understand.
We waited so long, way too long, to call you and to ask you to take over the Google Guarantee. I'm on the edge of bankruptcy now. 13 calls a month will result in bankruptcy, well, for sure. In fact, I'm trying to avoid bankruptcy in the month of January. So we got 4 calls yesterday. 2 of them turned into service calls. 1 of them was out of area, and the other one turned into an estimate that my guys are doing today.
Okay.
So things are, you know, I had Ivan adjust the hours. We're doing 24/7 Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Office closed on Sunday.
Right.
He thinks that that's a pretty good way to go.
Okay.
I need 3 or 4 calls per day, not 13 calls in a month.
Right.
So 13 calls in a month is what caused this problem.
Right.
That when I mentioned, I shared with you that the target leads had been set at 4 leads per week by an unknown entity.
Right. Understood.
Right?
Yes, I understand all of that. So it's really up to you guys how much you want to invest to get this going. You have seen an increase in calls in just a couple of days. Obviously, once this is moving forward, it's going to increase more, and it's going to get you out of that really tight spot that you're currently in. I believe that 100%, Thomas.
I do too.
Yeah.
In
what
fact,
do you think, Don?
Well, go ahead. And I do want to hear Don's take on this. Don? Hello? Is she still there?
Oh, I'm still here. I was talking and I was on mute.
That's how that goes, right?
Yeah.
You have a lot to say and nobody can hear you.
I was just saying, did you hear everything that her and I just talked about?
Yeah, but I just had my sound on mute because of one of my machines went crazy. I was making a lot of noise. Anyways.
What is your opinion of what she just said?
Yeah. So the $1,600 fee with the 25% puts us at, you said, like $2,100?
$2,133.
Now, is there any additional fees on top of that?
No, ma'am.
You know, I think that's a good place for us to be, Tom, just to start. I mean, you could add more to it.
Amy, since her phone was on mute, could you repeat those two options to her, please?
I heard everything, Tom.
You did?
I meant
okay.
I said my phone was on mute that you could not hear me.
Okay.
Her voice was on mute. She could hear, but she couldn't. The response wasn't coming through.
So does that other option, does that have to do with the lead bidding? Is that what that is?
Lead bidding is something that's completely separate from this. So lead bidding is not completely separate. I shouldn't say it like that. I apologize. Lead bidding is once they've got in there, they've optimized it, and they're looking at every – Google is going to let us know what the – what in order to get show you the strongest return, what the estimated lead bid should be if it's anything above the $30.67 per lead.
And is that something that we're signed up for currently?
That's something that they go over with you after we get everything in place. So it's not that you're signed up for it. We call and get permission before we enable anything like that.
Okay. And so, as my daughter just said, she feels that that's a good place for us to be. I'm okay with that. The upfront costs of everything is kind of an issue. We can pay the $500 and whatever you just said it was. I already told Dawn that we can, you know, depending on the outcome of this call, that she can just go ahead and pay that. Okay. I have requested from Ivan to move, because that $499 comes out on the 1st, and I have to tell you, Amy, that almost probably what, Dawn, 40 or 50% of our monthly bills comes out in the first week of the month.
They already moved it to the 15th, huh? They already moved it.
Yeah, I did get a voicemail from their office saying that very thing.
Yeah.
So
we want to help you in every way we can.
Yeah. Well, I need time to make this money to be able to do all this.
Of course.
Right?
And you're investing a fair amount already, and we don't want it to be in vain. We don't want to put you into a bad position, Thomas. It's not just about the money. This is your success is literally our success. The stronger this works for you, the more you're going to invest. Right. Like,
absolutely.
We just have to make it work. So, if they're going to, what's going to happen is they're, whatever you want to invest in lead costs, they're going to charge that and the management fee up front. So if you guys are going to do the $2,133 for total, for the $1,600 for the actual leads, and then the $533 for the management fee, that's all going to be charged up front. So whatever number you guys decide on, understand, if you decide on, say, $1,200 today, I'm just throwing a number out there, and then tomorrow you want to throw it after you've made a few deals and you've gotten some revenue back, and tomorrow or 3 days down the road you want to throw in another $1,200 or something, you have the option to do that. You're not tied to it unless that's what you want. You can always increase it.
Okay, well, so we're talking about what? We're talking about $2,000 a month in leads and a management fee of $500-some, or we're talking about $1,600
and $1,600 in the leads, and that's the management fee on top of the $1,600 is the $533.33. So $533.33. That is the management fee for that $1,600. That would be on top of the $1,600.
Okay. So that's 21 whatever plus the $499, which is right about where we need to be.
Is that 21? You said you want that up front, so we need to pay that today.
Whenever you guys want to start the leads and activate the lead budget is when it needs to be paid, whatever number you guys decide on. If that number is out of budget, okay, then start with a lower number.
So then it is advanced billing.
It is.
Yeah, I don't have it. So I have your management fee, but I don't have the – see, Google was hitting this up for roughly $500 about every 7 or 8 days.
Right.
And
so
I was struggling to keep ahead of that, so –
And
so
what would be the way for us to get?
So you start with the 400. You start with the 400. Increase the lead flow. You don't have to leave the lead flow at 13 per month. You can say you want 13 in a week. We can do that. We can increase the lead flow. If all you have to work with at the moment is the $500, then that's what we start with. I mean, we can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. If we don't have it, we don't have it, right? Like,
well, I was under the impression that if we set the lead budget a certain way, that it had to be paid as it was due. But now we're finding out that it's paid.
I'm sorry if I apologize if I wasn't clear on that. I thought that I was completely clear on that, and I'm so sorry if I was not, Tom. It was not my intention to be not
clear. So to be clear, we're being asked to pay the $1,600 up front, and we're being asked to pay the $523 up front as well. So the answer is I don't have $2,100. So
okay, so we start with a smaller.
So we've lost. So we, you know, I, yeah, I, don't even know what to say. It's completely different. Yeah. Dawn?
Well, we can start with the, do you think we could start with the 400?
Well, here's the thing about this, ladies, is, well, first of all, Amy, let me also just share with you that I'm a service electrician. So about, except for when I work for a general contractor or a property management company, 90% of the time, my guys are coming home with money every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. They're out there right now doing three ring cameras. It's a $900 job. They will bring back a check today. So that's the only reason why Whitaker Electric even exists. I did not start my company with $150,000 in the bank, right? I started it with $5,500. And so I have revenue coming in daily because I'm a service electrician. We come and do your lights at your house, the customer pays it. That's the upside. The downside is I waited too long to call you. You know what I mean? And I'm on the edge of, I had to borrow money from a friend of mine to make payroll last week. So I'm flatlined. But at the same time, if this is 13 calls per month and that's what we're going to start off with, that's just going to lead to the exact same problem I've been having.
Tom,
so there's no way to do.
Listen, Tom, with all due respect, you're stuck on the 13 in a month number, honey. And it's not set there. You can start with the 400. You can increase that lead flow. You can get 6, 8, and you can get all 13 calls in 1 week if you
want. Yeah, but if we set it at 400, then you're going to want the 400 plus the 523 right now, right?
No, the 400 includes the management fee already in it. That's the base. Okay? That's the base. That's where we have to activate the budget at. That already includes the management fee in it for 13 leads.
Well, then let's start it at $600. Because I mean, at this point,
Can you afford the 600 right now? Are you sure you don't want to start with the 4?
I'm afraid to say no.
And then call back
in a few days. I'm afraid to say no because the lack of calls.
You have more budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, you guys are in complete control over this. I don't want you to make a financial decision based on fear, Tom. That's not going to be healthy for you, and it's not going to make you feel
good
about it.
My fear is that I have an 80% sales rate, right? It might even be higher than that. That's the reason I'm with Google, and that's the reason I fired Angie Home Advisor.
Right.
It's the reason I fired Yelp, because I never get any voice contact with them. The minute I get voice contact with them, they see my 5-star reviews. I don't have a 5-star review because of the law of averages, like all my competitors, where every third or fourth review is a 2 or 3-star. But they have 600 reviews so that they're able to hold a 4.9. All my reviews are 5-stars. My men aren't even allowed to come home with 4-star reviews. And I get a lot of business because of it. But if I don't have this set a certain way, then I won't get those calls. And I'm about this close to losing my foreman. And if that happens, I'm in big trouble. And so, so I'm concerned about not starting big enough. And I'm looking at our bank account right now, Dawn, and I don't see payroll hasn't come out of this yet.
Well, no, because payroll is tomorrow.
And so it hasn't even come out of here, so I can't see it.
Then do you want to wait? You can wait until tomorrow if you can. I mean, you have the option whenever you
want.
So
the calls that I was getting yesterday, where are those? I assume those calls were coming from you guys, but I guess they're not.
I assume that they're coming from your Google Ads and your regular Google listing and all of the other things that we're doing to support your profile
because I've learned to recognize the Google guarantee calls. It blings. It goes, bling, you have a call from Google. Whenever that happens, it's a Google guarantee call. When that doesn't happen, it's from the Google ads. And so, I didn't know that all this, what was it, be $2,100. To do this the way I want, it would be $2,100-something up front. So, on top of that, the calls that I got yesterday, Google's going to be hitting my account for. See, I thought, when we do the onboard meeting that Ivan was over an hour late doing, and doing this on my office manager's day off. I beat him up about that. When that happened, I thought that onboarding meeting was a meeting of you getting the CID number and mm-hmm. taking over the account. So when mm-hmm. I started getting calls yesterday, which is, you know, 3 or 4 calls in the same day, it's been very unusual. Right? That's, I'm like, woohoo, it's working already. But now I'm coming to find out we haven't even done that yet. We haven't even launched this platform yet. So we just did this onboard meeting that we paid $250 for, and nothing's even been done. He spent 15 minutes. And I also keep having a problem, too, because every time your people are asked to call Don, they call me. And like, right now, I had to get off the phone with one of the inspectors, and then I failed that roof jack inspection, Don. And so I have to, you know, Ron Bosworthy's calling me back right now. I had to let the phone go to voicemail. So, you know, my hands are tied. I just don't have the cash to do this. Let's just start it at $600. Don, write him a check or do a $600 transaction with whoever Amy has to call you next. And I'll get some money in the bank today. And then we need to build it up to where it needs to be like yesterday. Right? But otherwise, 13 calls in a month divided by 4 weeks is nothing. It's a setup to fail. So, it's the exact same problem that I had before. 4 calls a week on a target lead. Target leads, 4 calls a week is 12 calls a month. That's what got us in this mess in the first place. Whoever did that was out to, and it very likely was my previous office manager. So, just to put that out there, girls, there's the only person on this planet that knows that CID number besides me and Don mm-hmm. and you guys is Felicia Kaysen. Mm-hmm. So, she wasn't happy. She had a drinking problem. She wouldn't get it under control. I gave her lots of chances. She was missing 4 or 5 days of work a week in a row. I was paying. She's a friend of my family's, so I was feeling bad. Her rent's $2,600 a month, blah, blah, blah. And next thing I know, I'm paying this girl for not even being here. And then one day, a permit needed to be filed. I said, I need you here. I need to get a hug from my mom. I said, well, then tell your mom to write your rent check. I said, tell your mom to write you a rent check because you're fired. And that was the end of it.
Can I just interrupt? I want to ask. Yeah, so we actually paid on January 16th, we paid Google Ads $500. So that's
right.
That's coming out today. So that's for our what we have already used with Google, right?
I think that $499 came out on the 2nd of January.
It's not $499. It's $500, and it's coming
$500. So this is Ivan. I'm literally communicating with Ivan right now, and he's on a call, but he's going to – he says your card is on your Google Guarantee account, that we would only be charging the service fee. So what I've understood – this. Please understand and please forgive me because you guys know how sick I was. And I'm coming in kind of on the back end of this after the days of being off, so I apologize. Okay. What he's saying is that your card is currently already hooked to your own GG account. So your fees aren't coming through here. We're literally only charging the management fee.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's another what way. Tom had asked him this other gal.
Right.
Because we were not clear as to what we were going to see coming from
right.
you guys and coming from Google.
So if we're asking to charge you the $400, that is only our management fee. That's the only thing that we need to charge you. Your leads are coming off of whatever form of payment you already have hooked to your GG account. See, normally when we sign a person up for GG or they bring their account over to us, we are running it all. We're doing it all. We're doing all of the finances. It's all running through our stuff. So we're charging you and then we're applying it. Okay? That's normally how it runs. So that's how I understood it to be on your account as well. I was not aware that your account, which it would make perfect sense. I mean, duh, you guys have been running your GG, right? So I apologize for that completely. I don't mean to waste your time or be incompetent by any means.
No, but now you just highlighted accidentally.
But she was asking for $500 yesterday, not $400.
Okay. Okay.
And she was asking for $523 either. She wasn't asking for $523. She was asking specifically for 500.
Right.
So when the numbers, when the number didn't like click with me and Don,
right,
that's why we requested the partnership.
Yeah, of course.
So what is this amount exactly that we need to pay, and why, and what is it for?
Okay. Okay. The amount you're paying is literally the 25% management fee.
Which is how much?
Well, if she what, how much did you say she asked you for? She asked for 500. That's because the number that I put into your account with your notes is I put it asks minimum monthly budget, which is the 400 for the 13 lead situation, which is moot at this point, okay? And then I put wants to start budget at 1500 for leads. So if 1500 in actual leads, that means the management fee is 500 on the dot.
Okay.
Okay. See, that's why that number came into play.
So we pay the 500 as a management fee today,
mm-hmm.
and then our billing that we've got going with Google will continue
account.
As
Correct.
It
is.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
What I'm getting. That's what I'm getting out of it now.
Yes, ma'am.
So we can do this.
Okay.
We can do that. That we can do. That we can do, and then as soon as we're able to. So
me and Don are on the edge of our seat, Tom. We're trying to
do
everything.
Well, no, because you guys. So all this time, my card, like you just indicated, my card has been attached to my GG account the whole time. We get billed. Don and I get billed about every 7 to 9 days for about $500.
Uh-huh.
That's about how it's been rolling. And so that didn't change. They still have my card.
Right,
so
exactly.
So now we're going to pay the management fee and let it continue on my card.
So what I'm seeing an increase in then, Tom, is the management fee.
Is your GG, yes. Is your GG. It is actually freaking working already.
Because we already committed to, yes, it's already working. That's right.
Oh.
Because we already upped that with the Google guarantee.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was working yesterday. I got all excited.
You were right. It was. You were right.
I'm like,
you were correct.
It's working.
Because I could see an instant, I could see an instant change.
I mean, I was like, how could this be? What is this? Some kind of coincidence?
Oh, I'm so happy now. That makes me even happier that it was already freaking working. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so we leave things the way they are. We pay the $500 fee. We leave things the way they are. We pay the $500 fee. And then at our earliest convenience, we're going to write you guys a bigger check so that you can take that over so that I'm not getting charged from two different companies. That's another thing that I liked about Splash was –
Mm-hmm. Does it even matter? I mean, this is the way the billing is configured and it's working for us.
Yes.
Why should we do anything
thing.
With that?
Exactly.
The only reason it's working for us is because Local Splash did something since we last talked to them.
We optimized your listing. As soon as we got a hold of it, they got in there, they optimized it, they changed the hours, they did the things that I promised you that we were going to do.
That's
crank it for you.
Okay.
As I could tell, I haven't got 4 calls in the same day, and I don't even know, maybe 2 months, 3 months.
Amy, where you were saying that we have this flexibility, we have that flexibility, but what we would do is go on to our Google guarantee and adjust the dollar amount there.
And then that's going to adjust the management fee, yes.
Oh, and that will change our management.
Your lead budget, okay. That's a great question. I understand what you're saying. The max lead bidding is what you're talking about, Don.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, she already has that.
Okay.
She already has that set at 1900 and something. If you look at my dashboard, you'll see that the lead budget is already set at 1900 and something.
So what's the answer, Amy?
I don't know. I have to find out. I'm not going to give a wrong answer. I'm not about to give a wrong answer. That's the question for Ivan. Yeah.
So I can do the 500 today, of course, with my gratitude for fixing my optimization. Right? I mean, I have to have you guys or I'm out of business. I can tell you that, right? There's, for one thing, I for sure learned, whether this was done to me intentionally by police or not, one thing I definitely learned over the last 5 months, watching my business freaking go from $40,000 a month to $20,000 a month, right, is I can't do this without you. It can't be done without you. It has to be done by a professional that understands the whole optimization thing, that understands the Google bidding, everything, every portion of it, the Google ads, the Facebook ads, the SEO portion, all of it, the whole thing has to be done by a professional. Otherwise, there's not going to be a Whitaker Electric, and that's just the bottom line. I know now. I mean, we passed it off on a few things.
Mm-hmm.
August and July, oh, God, well, the interest rates are at 8.5%. Must be that. Kids are going back to school. Then it became October, November. Well, you know, it's the holidays, right? Everybody's getting ready for the holidays. Meanwhile, every time I go on an electrician near me, Maverick Electric is at the top every single time. And I'm down like 9, 10, or 11, which is the same thing as not being there. People
right.
do check
it's
reviews.
True.
People absolutely do check reviews. They're going to check reviews mm-hmm. on the top three contractors they see. They're going to look at the reviews of those three contractors, and they're going to make their decision. They do not hit down at the bottom where it says 50 or more electricians, or where it says more electricians. They're not going to hit that. So very rarely.
Right.
Very, very rarely.
I
so
agree.
If you're not at the top, you're
not going to get chosen. It's rare that
right.
you're going to get chosen
right.
if you're not towards the top. And that's agreed.
And the only answer that I could get, this is what really prompted my call back to you, Amy, was that we were calling them Google directly. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you guys could get some more reviews. That would help. I'd like, Don, call them back. Tell them I have 15 less reviews and twice as much money.
Right.
So that's not the answer. We need to keep digging until we find the problem. And I got on the phone with them, and then that's when they brought it to my attention. They're like, hey, man, your target leads are set for 4 leads per week. And I said, well, yeah, but I have a $1,900 a month budget. How does $1,900 a month translate into 12 calls in a month? Well, don't worry, I can fix it, blah, blah, blah. But I not only do I need you to fix it, I need you to let me know how somebody else got into my account. So that was the other thing that I brought up to you the day that I was sitting in front of Staples while we were talking, which is I need some fix. Google already told Dawn that they won't allow her to change the CID number. So I'm stuck, right? I have a rogue ex-employee who has that CID number. I have no way of knowing that she won't try to change it back.
Well, we've got protection. When we take over an account, though, you have to understand now it's going through our stuff. So we've got protection on our stuff where you guys didn't have any protection on it because, I mean, it's a golden ticket,
well, yeah.
right? Because
yeah,
you literally just have to have the number.
You have
exactly.
that CID number that
exactly.
you just sign in and it's done.
Exactly. But we have protection because we're running it through our GG account. So people can't just get into our stuff.
And this lady, this particular person, knows as much about me as Dawn does. My everything, my company name, my social security number, my everything. She knows everything. She worked for me for almost a year. So that's the thing. So anyways,
Ivan
that's another
messaged,
subject. But,
and
so.
He said, I let him know that we have a live chat for GG. And I said, okay. So we broke down the entire management fee at point of sale. Obviously, neither of us realized, meaning you guys or myself, realized that the lead cost could come out on the GG card that's already attached and the management fee come out separate. That was not clear to me. That was brand new news to me, or I would have explained that already. Obviously, I learned something today. Okay, but now we both understand that's how it works. And
okay.
you guys want to pay $500 today for your management fee. And then Ivan says,
yes.
it's better for everyone involved to keep it the way that it is when gaining access to an existing account because you don't want it
okay.
to throw anything into suspension. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what I am going to do is I'm going to let him know that – hold on. No. Okay, hold on. Wait a second, Perry. $500 management – $500 fee as management fee, activation budget equals $2,000 monthly budget equals $460 weekly budget. Okay, stand by. Wait one moment,
please. I think that's
doable. Yeah, do you? Okay,
well,
hold on.
That's kind of what we were targeting, right, Tom?
Well, I wanted the whole package total to be right around $2,500 or $2,600.
It is the whole package. It's just the billing is configured slightly differently, but this makes it affordable for us.
Yeah, as long as you understand this, my friend, I'm good with it, right?
Okay.
You understand it, Dawn?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's my work wife, right?
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm in the middle of this love triangle here. I feel like we're all involved now. I feel like it's all
a
menage
a trois.
Yeah, I feel like we're all up in here now, you know, like we know each other very well.
You know, and Amy, for the record, she's a dear friend of mine. I've known for 4 years.
Well, I can say this, Thomas, I can say that she has the sweetest disposition, and she is the perfect yin to your yang, because you are a very strong personality.
Totally is.
You know what you want. You know that you are a strong closer. You know you're a strong deliverer. I love that. I love that about a man. I love that about a business owner. I do. I truly love that. And you need somebody who has the softer side but has no problem being super direct. So, you guys, I can read a room.
How funny is that? She's got your number for sure, bud.
I can read a room. You know,
she's got her. You just described her perfectly.
Well, I think I described you pretty perfectly too, didn't I, Dawn?
I would just tell you that her arrival to my company was like a heaven sent thing. I mean, Dawn came to me with 19 years. She ran her own general contracting company for almost 20 years, right? And that just ended in November of last year. So she came to me looking for somebody to fix the window of her girlfriend's car. And during that course of that conversation, I'm like, well, you wouldn't by chance happen to know anybody who wants to be an office manager part-time. She's like, yeah, me. I'm like, you. No way. I knew that she had this.
Wow.
I knew.
You knew she had
the whole
good.
Time, the whole,
you knew she had
yeah,
good.
I mean, the whole time we've been friends, I've always known.
Right.
Right? And she's like super good at it, right? She's very successful and super good at it. And so I've known all along. And so when she mentioned that, I'm like, you're looking for work? She said, well, yeah, I am now. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Tired.
So, right? And so.
He said, let me take you to dinner.
Yeah.
Right now. Tonight.
Yeah, right now. Nobody cares if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's go.
That's what he did. Yeah.
That's really what it was.
5 o'clock.
So.
Can you be there today?
Okay. So I have it logged in here. All calls going to Dawn for LSA Google Guarantee. I have that logged in here. So we will not.
Please. And if she needs
me,
understood. You can just call.
So. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put in for them to call you, Dawn, to go through the management fee budget, the $500. They'll get your permission. They'll charge it. And at that point, I'm going to have them go over how it's going to work with max lead bidding and things like that as well. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Good. Perfect.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you guys so much. I'm going to text you right now. My direct phone number and extension line, Thomas. Okay?
Okay.
It's coming through to you right now. That way, when you need to contact, it says me that it's still disabled. I'm going to have to go out and go back in. Let me see. Let me try again. Did you get a text?
I walked away from my phone. I have my headset on. Trying to get back going. My back went out over the weekend.
Oh, no, it's saying
probably. And I just came out with that cold.
That's nasty.
So, no.
Okay, still saying it's disabled when I try to send out. Okay, and then, Dawn, do you have a pen and paper?
I do. Go ahead.
877-635-6225. My extension is 224.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when it comes, I'm here, I'm on the front end, I understand, I'm the salesperson on this, and I understand and have helped develop this product for our company. But the majority of the finances and the way things are going to go is going to go through Ivan Jimenez.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you're always welcome to contact me, and I'm always going to explain to you and come back in and help as much as I possibly can. And if you just absolutely prefer dealing with me, that's fine, but it is always going to be handed off to the expert, okay? But I don't want you guys to feel I've abandoned you or anything like that, because I haven't, okay?
No, he's a pretty good guy. We know each other, right? When he kind of laughed. When we first started talking, we kind of laughed. Like, you know, I'm like, hey, sorry it took so long to get back to you.
Yeah,
he knew what I meant, right?
He knew what you meant, because I had actually messaged when I got off the call with you guys. I was like, Ivan, he said, thank you. Like, he finally came over. I said, he was telling me, Ivan knows who I am. He's not going to be surprised to learn that we came on board with the Google Guarantee.
Yeah.
And Ivan put, like, the laughy face, you know, so.
Yeah. Doing really, honestly, in closing, I would say that doing this in-house without the knowledge is like performing brain surgery on yourself. It's
agreed.
Like, you know what I mean? This is just not something, it's just not a bad, it's a horrible business decision. It just is. And $500 is a very, very small price to pay for your expertise. Right? And that's how I feel. So, and also, too, when things go back to the way they were, which I can't wait to show that to Dawn, and I want to show that to my friend, because she came on, she inherited a nightmare. And I, you know what I mean? And it's just a constant battle, right, with the way things were, trying to get our bills paid. And, you know, before this happened, you know, I have, you know, $10,000 a week going into my bank account with 4 employees. So I really want to share that with her. I want her to see what this, you know, I already know what this company is capable of, and I know what my men are capable of and what I'm capable of, and I want to share those things with Dawn. So,
right.
So I want her to know, right, that she's come on to a winning team. So I have a little Facebook thing that I found on Facebook, and it's a picture of all the Tombstone guys, Wyatt Earp and, you know, Kurt Russell and all that. And on it, it says, build a team that's so strong that you can't tell who's in charge.
Yes. I'm in charge. Right? Over here in Orange County. I'm the one who's in charge.
Right. And so that's really, I really mean that. So, right. And so I really do. I lately I've been so sad.
But you're all on surfboards, right?
Right.
I feel so much better. I do. I feel so much better. And one of the deep things that was causing so much sadness was not really the failure of the business, but just I never got to show my friend what this is like, right? Because you know what I mean. And because she literally came on right during.
She can see it. That's why she's hanging in there. As soon as I spoke with her, I mean, she and I didn't even talk for a full 10 minutes. And she's like, you know what, Amy, I believe this is going to work. You've got to call him because he needs to hear from you. You know, I believe this is going to work. She does.
And she does have all the records, all the access she could ever need about how things were before she got here. My bank statements are available to her from the year of 2022. And so she knows, so she can see it. So that's kind of, you know, I want that. And I want this for my employees. You know what I mean? We want to provide medical insurance for my guys. Right.
Right.
And so I don't, you know, me personally, I'm grateful.
This little hurdle right here.
Yeah,
and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're going to get through it. So in order for you guys to receive text messages from us, Thomas, you're going to have to probably send us a text. You can send it directly to the 877 number and say start, and it will come through so then you can receive the text from us.
Send me the link or whatever.
Well, I can't because...
What number do we need to text? Can I do the
text? He needs to text it from one of the lines. So either from the one we're on, the 4856 or the 5128. If you have access to either of those phones, you can do it. But just text that 877 number.
Okay, well, just give Dawn's going to write it down. Let's give Dawn the number. She's going to write it down.
Perfect.
Okay.
Right, and now, Dawn, what time do you want the phone? Arelli is going to call you. She's the gal that you're dealing with before. We understand. Everyone understands each other now. It's all clear. I told her she's going to be calling you. She's on a call right this moment. She will call you. She said, is there a scheduled time? So is there a time you prefer a call?
No. She can do it. How about if she calls me anytime before noon?
Okay. Any
I'll make sure.
Time before noon. So then once you get access to Tom and one of his telephones, just text that 877 number, text START to that number, and then he'll begin. It'll enable those messages again, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. We're good.
All
Thank
right.
you, Amy.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad.
I'm so relieved.
No, because I was really feeling very heavy when we got into certain parts of that conversation. It was feeling very heavy on me because I feel what you're talking about. I hope you know this isn't just like I'm a genuine person. I'm not just a salesperson. I'm somebody who is genuine and I stick with my clients. A lot of people will just send them over to client support and say, let client support deal with their questions. Let client support deal with it. I'm a person every time that gets pinged on my own accounts because I prefer to deal with you guys myself, even when it's tough, even when you're not happy. I prefer to deal with you myself because I'm the one who sold you the product. You're buying me just as much as you're buying the product.
Well, that's good that you're like, I'm a very, very much like that.
You know, so I recognize that.
I have
sticking with us through all this.
Yeah, yeah.
You're welcome.
right.
I'm just so glad it worked out. God turned the lights on for us. You know, he turned the lights on and it came back on. So we're good.
we definitely do not want that type of a situation where the caller ID shows that that's us. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah,
it's Tom.
No.
Don't pick up that phone. Don't do it.
Oh, we're so good. Okay, guys, you have all my numbers. You have all my information. She's going to call you before noon. She's on a call right now, but I promise you she's going to call you. We're going to get it cracking for you, okay?
Okay, awesome. Great. Awesome. Thanks. We're good. Okay.
All right, guys.
All right.
Have a blessed day.
Okay. Thanks, Amy.
All right.
Okay.
You're so
okay,
welcome.
Bye.
Okay, bye.